This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
All right, Michael, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized.
Master Keto!
And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say... Bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrillhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we chose Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Police in Edmonton are currently looking for information after a vehicle with stolen license plates crashed into a restaurant. Well, police were called to the restaurant about 7 a.m. where they found a Pontiac Torrent with a stolen plate, it smashed through the wall. Now, the business shared images of the damage on its Instagram account, and they just want to let everyone know, hey, no one was at the restaurant at the time. While there is significant damage, no one was inside, therefore we have no injuries of our employees. However, a passenger in that car, who's not being particularly cooperative, they did suffer some minor injuries. But the reason we're toasting the situation is because the business in question, it's a pho restaurant, and it is named Pho King. So the police are looking for the person that drove their car into the Pho King restaurant.
Oh, man.
Right into the Pho King wall of the Pho King restaurant. Now, it should be noted, if you're going, hey, man, there's one in Tacoma. We saw it earlier today as Mike and I were doing a little research. There's one in Tacoma. There's one in Seattle. This one is Edmonton. If you want to read their statement, you would go. It's on Instagram, and it's Pho King Edmonton.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Well, there it is. Location.
Oh, yeah. I read that, and I'm like, that is fantastic. I'm glad someone did that, because I've always wanted to open a pho restaurant just to give it that name. We also had the idea of...
The kits for home.
Yeah, it's a kit where you can make your own pho at home. So it's the kit for pho, right? It'd be my pho kit.
So many ideas.
Yeah. Oh, God, it's right there. But yeah, this is honest to God truth. This car slammed into the wall of the Pho King restaurant in Edmonton, Alberta.
I just wanted to name mine S.O. Pho Show.
We can open a whole chain across the country.
Is that place good?
Soul food, huh?
For sure. You're right. It's soul food.
I thought it was going to be
It's a different style.
It's a fusion.
Yeah, exactly.
It comes with shrimp and grits. All right, let's drink. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrillhill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Chuck. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello.
Hola.
All right, Chuck, you understand how this year's game is played?
I do.
All right, fantastic. We have three styles of story for you to choose from today. We have the wonderful world of drugs, where you will guess the drug in question. We have what's in their food, where somebody unfortunately discovered a non-food product in their food. And our latest category, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that someone placed into their own rectum.
I want to go drugs.
Drugs. Wants to go drugs. It is. All right, here you go. Fine choice. In this case, we were talking about one Mr. Michael Moscana. He's a longtime firefighter from St. John in the Baptist Parish in Louisiana. Well, he falsely told a Border Patrol agent at a checkpoint back in mid-June that he'd gone on vacation, but he decided to leave his family behind in Mexico and return to the U.S. to go back to work. According to him, he'd said, "Hey, man, my fire department is a little short-handed at work, and I just want to get home early and do the right thing." Well, the officer grew suspicious, and instead, he decided to have a drug-sniffing dog check the rental pickup truck. Well, the dog alerted the agent to a locked toolbox in the back of the vehicle, but the suspect claimed he did not have a key. Agent said, "No problem, we'll force it open." And that they did. And that's where they found 18 bundles of drugs wrapped in black plastic. Now, the drugs were worth about $150,000. And that's what made his problem worse, because they understood at that point this was not for personal consumption. He planned to sell it in the U.S. So he was charged with intentional and unlawful possession of a controlled substance with intent to distribute.
Do they believe that he brought this product back with him from Mexico?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, they believe he did not go to Mexico with it, but he came back from Mexico with it.
Okay.
Again, in a rental truck, and it's in the toolbox of the rental truck. So they opened it up, they realized those drugs are in there, and now his ass is in a world of trouble. My question for you, though, is what are the drugs that he had in the toolbox? Was it cocaine, Xanax, weed, or meth? So cocaine, Xanax, weed, or meth, one of these was found in the rental pickup.
What does the drug expert Ted say?
All right, so he's got a truck. Everything's wrapped in plastic and black.
Inside of a toolbox in a rental pickup truck, yeah.
So how big are the bundles?
I don't know. It just says bundles.
He said Xanax, weed,
cocaine, or meth.
Mm-hmm.
I like meth on this one, Chuck.
Yeah, I'm thinking cocaine or meth.
Based on the size toolbox, if it was weed and you're talking bundles, it's going to take a little bit more quantity, I believe, to get $100,000 worth of Mexican brick.
$150,000.
So to me, that sounds like a big couple big trash bags full, at least three or four. I don't see you driving that or putting it or hiding it in the toolbox. In this,
physically, a pound of weed is just a lot
right.
more.
When you think about saving the bales in Key West and the bales that wash up on the shore, they look like hay bales.
And what city was he in?
I don't know where his crossover. He lives in Louisiana, but he's driving back from Mexico. So I don't know if he went through Texas or what. I would assume he probably went through a Texas border.
I mean, meth makes sense. Also, it's like in a work box. But I believe in Mexico, you can also buy prescription drugs. Like, pretty freely.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe he was just running his own little Xanax ring here and just thought he could sneak them in.
Yeah, true.
You could pack anything. I mean, look, depending on where you go in the world, sometimes weed is packaged that way. But I don't know. I still think that would be a lot of weed to try to sneak back.
I think any illegal drug that you're trying to get over an international border is probably packaged as well as any drug can be packaged.
Right. And the other ones would all, like, be like cocaine, meth, weed. I'd be like, oh, the dogs are going to smell this. But maybe he thought, well, they're just pills. The dog won't know. This is just my theory.
All right, so Teddy, you want to go Xanax?
I'm going to go Xannies.
I'm going to go methamphetamines.
He's bringing it back.
Chuck, what are you thinking here? Cocaine, Xanax, weed, or meth?
I'm going to go with meth, final answer.
Meth, final answer, Chuck. All right, we're going to find out if this guy was smuggling cocaine, Xanax, weed, or meth next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Story starts in Mexico. Got a family down there on vacation from Louisiana. Dad is a firefighter, and he had to leave home early because he had to go back home to help his fire department. They're short on staff.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah, he left early, left his family down in Mexico, came back, though, and he had a whole lot of drugs with him.
Yes, he did. And the question we have for you, Chuck, is what was the drug that he's bringing back to the here United States? Was it cocaine, Xanax, weed, or meth? Now, Ted, we'll start with you. You said Xanax.
Oh, I like the spirit.
Yeah, a lot of people agreed with you in the comments there. They're like, dude, it's got to be Xanax. So it was not Xanax. And then, Chuck, you agreed with Miles and said meth. Man, that makes the most. Believe it or not, it was weed.
What is going on with weed?
I don't know.
Well, it's not legal in Louisiana, I guess.
I guess.
It still has street value. Okay, that would be my last pick, but there you go. That's how the game's played. Now for all TV news of all time, time for TV Time with Tan.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today will be Seth Meyers.
All right.
John Oliver. Or Jimmy Fallon. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's right. You guys have a team of talented writers. Help them come up with their monologue each and every night. It's up for you to figure out, is this a late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Researchers have come out with some new things that they found that dogs may have surprising benefits for your young kids, while also saying it'll benefit the parents that you're the one that has to walk them.
The Ted Smith.
Yeah,
that was me.
Ted Smith original.
My kids are so happy to get a dog. So excited. Daddy is going to bring home a dog, handpick this dog. Daddy, we love the dog. Yeah, I walk it all the time.
Yeah.
As a guarantee.
Let's see. With everything going on with coronavirus, there's a lot of new things coming out about people picking up new habits. The most common new things are washing our hands for 20 seconds and not making contact with the delivery person. Wait, what were y'all doing with the delivery guy before this?
Fallon.
Ted Smith.
Ted Smith. That does seem weird to me on some of those.
Mm-hmm.
Like, were people interacting that much with the delivery person?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's...
Well, what's going on? How you doing? Handing them money? Here's your tip.
Well, there's always a weird thing. They're like, I can't remember who it is. They're like, hey, man, when we make your pizza, it's fresh out of the oven. It's not touched again. I'm like, were you fingering my pizza before it got to me before, man?
Yeah, what were y'all doing with my pizza?
Yeah, good God.
They always lift the lid. Is this what you wanted?
Like, you let me eat out!
Rhode Island has an anti-drug campaign that says, quote, did you know your drug dealer is vegan? Wait a minute. The guy who grows weed in Rhode Island is a vegan? I am shocked.
Seth Meyers.
Ted Smith.
Yeah, that's vegan. I was very proud of that one. Like, I get their point. It's like, you don't know a ton about your
right.
dealer, but it's like, he's a weed dealer in Rhode Island. Like, yeah, he's probably vegan.
Mm-hmm.
Say,
New Hampshire?
My neighbor. He was one of the originators of Hemp Fest in Seattle. He's still very much in the game. Very vegan. And you're not shocked at all.
I got to be honest with you. I've had a couple of vegan meals that were made by a chef or whatever the deal was, or somebody who knew what the hell they were doing when they were cooking, and they were fine. They, you know what I mean? I enjoyed the meal. I had a good time, got full. I was glad I was eating healthy. Then I got home and I ate some real food because I was still hungry. Kind of like sushi, you know?
Right.
Yeah. There's a lot of good vegan food out there.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that's not vegan is hot dogs. Now... Every year on July 4th, traditionally Nathan's has their hot dog eating contest right there on Coney Island. There, it's outside, it's hot, it's humid.
Yeah.
What's it, Surf and Stillwell, I think, is the main streets. And you got to understand, Nathan's Hot Dogs has been there at Coney Island. I mean, it seems like since the beginning. Obviously, this year with COVID-19, you couldn't have all those people there. So they didn't really let anybody know where this location was going to be. Because I watched... was he going to say? I think Mike Golic Jr. was one of the announcers. And I saw him on Friday morning, and he was like, I can't even say where the location's going to be. Mainly because they didn't want people to show up.
Right, you don't want a crowd.
So you could have,
and you can't Zoom this. You have to have a judge there to watch and see what's going on. Like, they couldn't have done it from their home because, you know what I mean?
Right, buns, the timing's off.
Right, the whole thing, yeah.
Right, so they had to have everybody there. And you know what? The 2020 version went pretty much how you expect it to go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, put down your hot dogs on 75.
Some things change, some remain the same.
75 hot dogs and buns, a world record. 75 hot dogs.
Unofficial 75.
75.
Who was saying that?
That's the guy that that runs Major League Eating and
because
stuff.
Joey Chestnut, after eating 75 hot dogs, he can never have that much energy.
75! Like 75!
It's the same guy that does all the crazy announcing.
Okay.
He's the guy who says our Joey Chestnut.
Joey Chestnut!
So, yeah, 13-time champion. He ate 75 hot dogs. Well, as you talked about a little bit earlier, I think being inside air conditioner probably helped. But you're right. These guys do this stuff. Not all the time, but they're preparing all the time. And, like, back in the day, it used to just be kind of, like, massive big dudes that did these contests. But now most of them are in-shape guys and women, and it's just a matter of, like, training their stomach to, like, expand so much and then how quickly you can get the food down. I'm just shocked nobody ever chokes.
But like, playing a game in a dome, you know what I mean? Like, you understand where you're playing. It's either going to be in Arizona, and it's 110 degrees, or you're in Minneapolis, and it's cold. But I truly think, because they do different contests based on the type of food you're eating.
Sure.
So if there is an outdoor food in all of this competition, like, I've never gone, like, sat on a deck and ate wings. I mean, not that I haven't, but it's just not typically.
I hear what you're saying.
Hot dogs are the outdoor aspect of this food group, you know what I mean, competition, right? Because when you're eating a hot dog, the grill's going, you're at a baseball game, you're in the backyard. You don't bring
that's
the
a
hot
solid
dogs.
Point.
You know what I mean? It's an outdoor food.
Yeah, it's very specific if you're cooking hot dogs just sitting around the house.
It rarely happens. And if you did, you boiled them for your kids.
Yeah.
But a hot dog you respect and like, you're probably eating outdoors.
Or
you're
lazy. Miles, why don't you bring that up? That might be the most populated outdoor food.
As far as just the watermelon, probably number one. I don't know a lot of people who sit there and squirt watermelon juice all over their kitchen floor.
But you'll
outside.
Do it. Here's the difference, though. Like, my kids love watermelon, but instead of buying the whole watermelon, you just buy the chunks that are pretty good.
Yeah. Okay,
and they eat it in the house.
Correct.
You know, still, you're right.
We didn't have that.
Oh, God, no. If you want to cut a watermelon, they got a watermelon, they cut it.
We need a big knife.
Well, and Miles, you talked about it earlier. There was that 30 for 30 that was on this weekend about Kobayashi. Because for years, Kobayashi from Japan, he was the man, right? He set all the records, and nobody thought he'd ever lose. And then Joey Chestnut shows up and beats him. And then there's like a contract dispute with Nathan's and the organization that runs Eating and Kobayashi. So he still competitively eats. He still he lives in America now.
He just can't do it at Nathan's?
He just won't do it for that dude. It's the guy that does all the yelling.
Okay.
Like, he runs it and everything. And
it's like the Vince McMahon, I'm not wrestling for the WWE anymore kind of thing.
But what are the other, but then like Vince McMahon with the WWE, what are the other leagues that I could join where anyone is aware that I'm doing it, right?
In the States, it's very tough. Because he is like Vince McMahon. He basically has a monopoly on it.
Sure.
But he's also like Vince McMahon, where he's just an idiot about it. Like, they ask him, they go, Kobayashi, like, it's kind of because of you. Well, if he had just had that conversation with me, we'd be no problem. Like, right. All right, corporate jackass.
This guy's living off his legacy of screaming. But Kobayashi, he'll go to, he gets paid more for his endorsements of where he goes.
Sure.
So, in other words, you show me a video of the steak place where the girl from Eastern Washington just housed
Tina eats kilos.
Yeah, she just ate that whole steak. Well, he'll be invited to, like, I don't know. I mean, not that this is right, but someplace like Beth's Cafe on Green Lake where they have, like, can you finish this huge
right, the
breakfast?
12-inch omelet.
And then they'll have the champion that they have locally, and they'll get to pick up Kobayashi. They give him a few $1,000s. You know what I mean? He sits in there and eats that thing, and then he's off to the next place to do something similar with a different food.
Correct.
So
yeah,
that's kind of how he gets paid now.
That's not a bad living if that's what you do.
Yeah, you just go around and, you know, like they do an event. I mean, obviously they're not doing that stuff now, but it's kind of like an appearance. Go to your favorite barbecue house, like, can he eat 2 pounds of brisket? And then he does it. And
he could do it. And that's the other thing, too, is when you read the story, when you see him, like, he didn't get a ton of American culture. So the main thing is, like, he didn't get why people booed him, right? Because it wasn't that they loved him and then hated him. It was just, he was winning so much. It's like, look, Joey Chestnut knocked him off. But I can tell you right now, if somebody else could beat Chestnut, everybody would like that person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like when I talk about certain sports leagues, right? Like, even though you have the Yankees in Major League Baseball, like the other teams you feel like have a chance.
Sure.
Right? Whereas like, right, like with everything going on, I've been watching a lot of the German league, but it's always Bayern Munich. They've won it 8 years in a row, and I'm like, that's kind of boring.
Well, I mean, like Tom Patriots. Brady. when they beat the Rams, when he got his first ring, you were like, that's great for this young dude. You know, well, six of those later and nine appearances total. Like, please, anyone but you.
Right, but at least there was a chance. Other teams got in there and won.
Sure.
8 years in a row for one team, or what is it, 13 years in a row for this hot dog eating contest? Come on, competitive eaters.
No, you're right, because at this point, it's, hey, guys, do you want to go to Coney Island and see Joey Chestnut?
And it's also all about this one contest. This is the Super Bowl of it all.
Yeah.
So there are plenty of people that can eat more chicken wings than Joey Chestnut. And there's a technique to doing it, and they look at every bone and see how much you left on, and they weigh like the niblets of the rest of the crap that's on your wings, and then they give you the prize there. But this is the one thing that he can do. Some of those other competitive eaters, they can eat other stuff better.
Right.
He can and do more of it. It's just that's his competition, hot dogs.
Yeah. And to their credit, they do a good job. Like, it wouldn't be July 4th without it. One day, people should just go do yourself a favor and just look up some of the other competitions. As you expect, like chicken wings, hot dogs, but then there's like tacos. Some of them are just weird things like matzo balls. And like when they announce some of these competitive eaters, their best stat will come underneath. So it'll just be like Miles Montgomery, you know, like once.
Matzo ball champion.
Yeah. Once ate, you know, 75 pizza rolls.
He burned his mouth. I cannot feel the roof of my mouth.
Let's see. There's been a lot of talking about competitive eating. So a lot of sports in the U.S. are trying, but they're having a tough time. It'll be interesting to see what happens down there in Orlando. I know Major League Baseball is practicing again, but obviously some players are opting out.
Do you see the Mariners' schedule, how they're doing this? They're playing like 20 games in a row. I mean, I haven't looked
at the schedule yet.
It's insane. It starts the 24th of July with Toronto, and then I'm telling you, they get like 2 days off a month, maybe in August. September is a little bit better, but for the most part, I mean, they're just going for it as far as trying to get as much in as possible.
Yeah.
It's almost like they know how this is going to end.
Mm-hmm.
I still like, remember with baseball now, the extra innings will start with the guy on second. Spitting is prohibited. There will be wet rags for pitchers to keep from licking their fingers.
What could go wrong there?
Now, what happens if a guy spits? I'm only going to throw you out of the game.
No.
Because guys just do it because when you're playing a sport, like, you just do it because you do it. It's not some conscious thing that you pay attention to. Like, every time you spit, when you play your pub league soccer, right?
Correct.
And you probably spit 15 times and don't even know it. Like, you're unaware of it. It's just one of those things.
You have a rosin bag, right? So you could use your own rosin bag. You can switch those out between every pitcher. A rosin bag is kind of like when you put chalk on your hand when you're playing pool and you get your cue. So it really, really is a fine, fine dust. And it's even finer than baby powder. It causes you to be able to slip your fingers off the ball. The whole idea of throwing a spit ball is so that your fingers slide off the ball upon release, and it kind of gives it, the ball will either fall over, it'll knuckle, or something like that. You're basically giving them the tools to throw. If you have a wet rag up there, you're giving them the tools. There's a reason people with Vaseline, they want the slip. It's all about how do you get the slip. You're giving them like a professional slip rag. You know what I mean? Like, here, throw the spitter.
Yeah, I mean, look, everything's going to go through this, because you're right. It's just natural instinct. Like I said, I've been watching Korean baseball. There's stuff they're not supposed to do. They still do. It's hard to get that out of your body, right?
Remember, like, one of the first things they told us when COVID first said, hey, man, try not to touch your face. And everyone's like, how hard can that be? And then you realize how often through the course of the day you just touch your face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what was the big joke going around? We all realized our favorite pastime was touching our face. We had no idea.
Right. But sometimes you can't do it. Then like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
right? Well, especially, I mean, I knew I did it a lot because I have a beard, but you just stroke the beard all the time. It's like I'm thinking, or I'm just, I don't know how to explain it.
I'm a beard stroker. If you got a beard, you got to stroke your beard. Yeah. I never stroked my chin. I just didn't. Then to get a beard, next thing you know, you're stroking it.
Yeah, you turned into...
Stroke the beard.
You turned into one of those people.
Haven't done that since the 80s.
I don't know. Even when you leave a party, or not a party, but a small get-together or whatever, when you see people, it's hard not to just instinctively...
They dab, hug, shake hands,
throw a bow.
Right. Now everybody knows to throw a bow.
Apparently means your elbows are germ-free.
Yeah, that's what I keep thinking. Like,
elbows are safe. Okay. I don't know.
You rest your elbows on tables.
I'm just saying, like, if it, anything else, I guess it's just going to, the elbow's going to take the hit here.
What else could happen in 2020 to get weirder? So we've had pandemics. Mm-hmm. We've had civil unrest. Murder hornets.
Yeah. They were brief. They were almost brief. A letdown.
Well, here's one. Kanye West announced that he's running for president.
That won't muddy anything. You know what I mean?
So, right, that's the whole thing. A lot of people think, you know, because he was buddies with Donald Trump, that he's just doing it to get some of the black vote away from Joe Biden. I don't know. Yeah.
It's Kanye West. It's because he's an idiot. The same reason he does anything, because he's a fool.
I think Kanye just thinks that he can do anything. I think his mindset is, if I put my mind to it, I can do it.
Well, here's the other thing. Just like, in all seriousness, if he wanted to, he's already missed the deadline to get on the ballot in 6 states.
Right.
Texas, North Carolina, New York, Maine, New Mexico, and Indiana. So he'd have to be a write-in candidate there. But in order to get on the ballot as an independent and he's in the remaining states, he'd have to get thousands of signatures and register deadlines in August and September. Like, I know he's talking about it, but that's not as simple
as... Publicity grab, maybe?
Yeah, I think it's probably likely that, yeah.
I mean, look, I think he's crazy enough. I think at some point he's probably sitting there going, I could run for president, but I don't think he really thought it.
Like, I mean, he's never really heard no too much. So even if you say, well, legally we can't do that, Kanye, you're like, well, it's me.
The thing is, anyone can run for president. It's like filing a lawsuit. Anyone can do it, but you have to ask yourself, reasonably speaking, what are my odds? But he's not a reasonable person, so I doubt he goes through any logical process. But yeah, somebody brought it up to me, and I'm like, I don't care. I don't care what Kanye does with anything.
Right. Well, I mean, look, Joe Exotic, I think, ran for president at one point. I know he ran for governor.
Yeah, he ran for governor. He got some votes.
He did actually well. I mean, at the end of that special, they're showing the television results from certain counties coming in. There's Joe Exotic. He got votes.
Yeah. I mean, I would hope if Kanye runs, people don't vote for him just because he's Kanye West.
Why else would you vote for him? That's the only reason anyone would vote for him.
Right, because he hasn't released anything on his platform, but I'm sure it's rock solid.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Well thought out.
There's a lot of candidates that haven't released anything on platforms, so he wouldn't be alone.
I will say this. I've been joking for a while that Kim Kardashian will be president at some point.
Mm.
I still think she has a better chance than he does.
I would vote for her first.
Yeah.
It's scary to say, but if it came to the two of them, like, yeah,
she just became a billionaire, and she did it all on her own. I mean, granted, you know, her family's a big deal, but if you're really looking for someone who has technically, from best friends to Paris Hilton to being a billionaire to taking an idea and making it whatever she's made it, she's now a billionaire. So when you want to look at financial success based on you being successful doing things...
If that's the only thing you're running on,
yeah.
Fine.
If that's a platform you're running on, is how
but there's so many other
you?
Things that right. go on with it. Like, okay,
yeah.
Can you find this place on a map? That would be the first test.
Well, that's the thing.
Right?
It's funny because Kim Kardashian in 2016, she brought up how there was all these risque photos of Melania Trump from her modeling career going viral.
Yeah, because she was a model.
She said, quote, you know the kind of photos they put up of me. So, right. So even if Kanye was really going to run and stuff, like, I feel like that's a weird conversation to have at home. Like, honey, I don't want you to run because there's all these photos of me that we tried to get rid of that are
Ray J hyping up your crowd before the big speech.
Oh, my goodness. I almost forget that was a whole sex tape.
That's how she lost her career. That's why it's different. Like, you can say Melania Trump has risque pictures. The woman that used to be a model. Yeah, no kidding. Same thing with Kim Kardashian. Unless you had no idea who she was, no woman would be stunned. You'd be like, we've seen them before. You built your career on that. You launched your career with a sex tape. At that point, you're fine.
Yeah, I mean, look, if she ran for president, she'd probably be fine.
Right. Like, what picture? I have a better picture from that same set. Right? I mean, that's who she is.
Yeah, and again,
both butt cheeks are in this one.
Yeah, there won't be any stills from that video. It's mostly Ray J.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Men's Room.
returns with Miles and Thrill.
Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Visitors and staff at a Switzerland zoo get to see a live Siberian tiger feeding in the flesh. Meanwhile, a D.C. man holds firework above his head and lights it. Finds out the wound in his head is still really fresh. 103-year-old man celebrates by falling from 14,000 feet in the sky. A bachelor party leads to the groom-to-be being that guy. And a strip club reports 13 cases of coronavirus, 12 employees, and one guy who works next door at Checkers. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We go to Austria for a bachelor party gone wrong. While up in the Austrian Alps with his friends, the man was dared to touch what they thought was a worm slithering by with his tongue. Going forward with the dare, the man touched his tongue to the animal, which was soon found out to be a small viper. As it lashed out and bit the man's tongue. His tongue began to swell and he was taken to the hospital.
I bet it was.
A viper. Again, an Austrian viper, which I've never heard of, but whatever. But, you know, looking at the picture that we did earlier, like, it does not look like a worm at all.
Right. How small and how thin is this thing going to be? You know, I can fathom it a little bit. You know, brand new baby viper maybe might look like a worm.
Maybe.
Yeah, no.
As much as a newborn human kind of looks like a Jell-O shot with eyeballs, but I don't think you would, I don't think you'd pick it up and try to drink it.
What were you all doing up there in those Alps?
Mm-hmm.
That thing looked like
bachelor party.
Like a worm. That's right.
Yeah, probably absinthe.
Moving on here. Another news. Over in Detroit, a local strip club has an infection problem. The local club was determined to be the common denominator in 13 new cases of COVID-19, 12 of which were employees and patrons of the club, while the 13th was an employee of the nearby Checkers restaurant.
Yeah. So another infection problem.
Health officials are asking anyone that came in contact with the club in any capacity to get themselves tested and quarantine themselves until they get the results.
Yeah, hooked up with a stripper in Detroit. What could possibly go wrong?
You ever smelled a stripper pole? Don't.
Checkers.
I don't know, man. Strippers and a couple quarter-pound champs.
I mean, it sounds fine.
those you know. Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of in.
Never dance with a championship team unless the visitors come in town.
Bring one.
Make no mistake, guys. We know how these I's got dotted and these T's got crossed. It's just it's a problem right now. In Texas, a man has broken a record for skydiving that he previously set. A few years back, the man tied the record for being the oldest man to skydive at the ripe age of 100. But in celebration of his twin grandson's graduation, he's taken the leap once again at the age of 103.
And keep in mind, he wasn't doing it for the celebration of his grandkids. He was doing it for the celebration of his great-grandkids. To give you guys, so he had twin great-grandchildren.
Yeah.
That tells you how old, I mean, when you put it in perspective, you're like, look, he's already seen his grandchildren graduate.
Did you see any of the video? Children.
Oh, yeah.
So he jumps out of the plane, and it's tandem and all that. But, you know, when he lands, the reporter goes, you know, running up to him. Honestly, I'm a bit dizzy. I'm like, oh, maybe this wasn't the thing to do.
Although he went through with the jump, he was visibly shaken at the end of it, saying that there was too much swaying compared to his last time out, and that this was, quote, a real jump.
Every time you jump out of a plane at several thousand feet, I qualify that as real.
I guess it was just the right conditions the last time, and it was nice, smooth ride down. You know, didn't have to move his legs like he's riding a bicycle in midair.
Oh, that's a good, at 103, right, if you have to make an adjustment, a little more effort for him.
Just unclip me.
Unclip me.
It's brutal.
Get it over with.
Las Vegas is off to a rocky start, opening back up, it would seem. Vegas sportsbook executive was recently interviewed after bettors took advantage of a technical error. Due to a manual entry error, the bettors were allowed to place bets on Korean and Chinese baseball games that had already started, and they took full advantage. One image of the cleanout showed how one bettor turned a $100 initial bet into over $11,000 profit.
Wonder what that'll happen as far as them being, will they pay that out to the guy and admit to their problem and say, look, like I just played the game the way you guys have the rules of.
I mean, right, they had it wrong at the kiosk.
Here's why I say yes, Miles, because the executive says that the actions were no different than holding a gun up to the casino cage and calls it pure theft, which means that he's not fighting it. You know,
he's accepting what happened. He's complaining, but I would tell him that you've never had a gun pulled on you, Slick. It is nothing like that.
So that's why I think that they are going to pay it out because the quotes that I read were quotes of defeat.
Not out of a fight.
I would guess that these are different sports than normally are on the big board.
Right.
So it's new for them, probably.
But exactly. Also,
they start at different times.
You know, but if I'm in Vegas betting, I don't know that I'm taking advantage of you. I just think, wow, they must know something I don't, because I'm already watching this, right? And
right.
I'm seeing what's happening, and their rules are saying go ahead and bet. Why would I think that it's even
plus,
a glitch?
I think you would try. Like, look, if I'm watching a football game in Vegas and it's already started, I know some of the score, and I walk up and like, oh, can I place this bet? And they're like, sure.
And I say, yeah, right.
Okay. Listen, try to get your bet back.
Right. Oh,
right.
Man. I didn't mean
no chance.
I didn't mean to put it on 27. I meant, they're like, well, tough, right?
Oh,
it's
sorry.
The same thing.
You're upset that somebody took advantage of a system that favors somebody instead of somebody else?
Well, you could have a twitchy finger. I accidentally tap my card and I bust it on blackjack.
Right.
Even if you prove it's true, you're not getting your money. So
exactly.
After you screwed up, that's
right.
Why you double check the stuff you do.
Excuse me.
Well, listen, we all know Doosan Bears, traditional powerhouse, but the Dinos are just doing it this year.
And that's
right.
The
They're
other
still
thing.
In first.
Who
still your research. Yeah, it's a big game. I mean, that's another thing. That game was on, I'm pretty sure it was on ESPN. That was like the game of the weekend in that league. Not that I know.
Not at all. Over in D.C., a man unfortunately passed after improperly handling fireworks. He was killed after loading a mortar and holding the loaded tube above his head. When the mortar went off, the bottom of the tube exploded downward directly onto the man's head, leaving him with injuries that he would not come back from.
Are you telling me it's not a good idea to hold a mortar above my head?
Right. This isn't the same as the Roman candle wars, which, again, are also not a good idea.
No.
But this is also the first time that I realized that sometimes that mortar tube needs that nice, hard asphalt ground to be able to launch off and propel it upward.
Needs a backwards point.
It's almost like that's why people do it that way.
Right.
It's almost like anything else would be a rocket launcher.
Exactly. Be smart, people. This is what we're talking about when it comes to being smart.
Oh, I have a two-ended cannon. Right. There's holes on both sides. I don't know which side it's going to blow out of.
A meth operation in Pennsylvania has been brought down. Investigators have arrested and charged a 70-year-old man from Dublin who is believed to be running a meth empire out of his home. He would cook and sell the products out of his home with his, quote, Smurfs running to get the products needed to make it and even run it out for distribution.
So you can boil cabbage or make meth, but the rest of your food's crap? Come on, man. You took all that. You're one of the few people in the UK that can actually cook, and you chose to cook meth.
And he came out here to Pennsylvania.
Well, hey, Pennsylvania is a big, look, if you're
lot of
in
room
the
for
meth business,
yeah.
That would be a place to lay down roots.
And who's going to be looking at the 70-year-old Irishman?
Well, everybody now.
Mm-hmm. Now God, it's been awake for 3 days.
Never eats.
That is it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time. Ryan Castle is in. Once again, we will sit and spin. The lovely Taryn Daly joins you next.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all up out this match. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A double flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.